Welcome to the April 19th, 2009 morning worship service of College Park Baptist Church. Today we celebrate the baptisms of Stephanie Morris, Erica Spees, Leslie Spees, Trey Sowers, Alexis Angel, and Spencer Sowers. If you are in Winston-Salem, please join us for worship and fellowship at 1701 Polo Road. You can find out more about our church at www.collegeparkbaptist.org. And now for our worship service.
Good morning.
Good morning.
No, 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 no. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, you are awake. That's good. We welcome you to College Park Baptist Church. My name is Jeff Allen, Associate Pastor of Students and Families. We are so glad that you are here on this very special day of worship. We would like to find out who is here this morning. We have pew pads on the inside aisle of every pew. We like for members and guests alike to fill this out. If you could do that and put your name down, check the appropriate boxes. That would be very helpful for us. Send it down to the end of the pew so everybody has a chance to fill that out. This is for members and guests alike. We do ask, once it gets to the end of the pew, if you could send it back to where it got started, that would help us. Once it gets back to that first person, if you could take out the pages that were used today, our ushers will get those at the end of the service. Members, this is an opportunity for you to find out any guests that are on your pew. Find out their name and introduce yourself at the end of the service. Several announcements that we have. Again, we are in a brand new bulletin, and this provides a way for us to communicate a lot more information to you. Several things that I'll highlight on the upcoming events. We are having a children's celebration today. So after or during hymn number 218, which is the second hymn this morning, we invite all of our children. We're going to exit through this door and head down to Smith Hall. Parents, you can pick up your children at Smith Hall at the end of the service. That is children's celebration today. Also, other things that are happening today, youth choir, you are rehearsing. You are going on a choir tour next Sunday, and so you've got a long rehearsal today to get ready for that. And then, reminder to all youth, if you're listening, 4 o'clock, we're having youth today, not 6 like normal, because as soon as the choir's done, we're going to get in and do our youth thing. Need everybody there. Need everybody. We've got a lot of things coming. We need everybody there at 4 o'clock today. Snack supper will be 5:30, and you are out of there at 6. Reminder to our family ministry team, we are meeting at 4 today. It says 4:30 in your upcoming events. It is 4 o'clock today in Adult 3. Let me see. Barbie, come on.
It is springtime. We're glad to see sunshine and flowers, and that means it's time to get ready for mountain outreach. For those of you who don't know, for the past 20 years, College Park has built a house for a needy family in Williamsburg, Kentucky. We're going back this year. We have a team that is going up tomorrow to meet our family. So next week, maybe, I'll bring you information about our family. We will be going the last week of June. We always go the week of July 4th, but it's July 4th is Saturday. So we're going to go the week leading up to Saturday. It's a fun trip. You will enjoy it if you go. And the fund is open if anyone wants to make a contribution for the Mountain Outreach Project. Thank you.
And just to be clear, we haven't been building the same house for 20 years. We've built a house every summer. It's the most amazing thing. I'm still amazed at the amount of work that gets done and the amount of fun that we have. So I would highly recommend you go on that trip. Where are my GAs? Come on, girls. It's time for your announcement.
Good morning. I am here on behalf of the GAs asking for your help. Through the end of April, we will be collecting cleaning supplies, which will be donated to the Baptist Children's Homes of North Carolina. They have set a goal of $350,000 in food, supplies, and gift cards, and we want to do our part.
We are asking for donations of desperately needed supplies like Ajax, Windex, Clorox bleach, fabric softeners, laundry soap, and dishwashing detergent. Collection boxes are located in the lobby of Adult One. We would appreciate your support as we lend a helping hand in those who are in need.
Y'all can have my job. You did a great job. Very, very good. Reminder about a couple other things that are coming up. See at the bottom of the upcoming events is the Town Hall for Hope. That is this Thursday evening. That is an internet simulcast that Dave Ramsey, who is a radio, he's got a radio show, a TV show, and author of several books on the state of our economy, and he has a very different perspective. It's going to be an exciting night this Thursday night. It's simulcast throughout the U.S. It'll be at 8 o'clock. The doors are open at 7:15. You can find out more information at their website, townhallforhope.com, or we just welcome you to come and be a part of that on Thursday night. Also, we are in the middle of a big youth fundraiser right now. We are raising funds to go towards youth missions. The youth have tickets. They are out there trying to sell tickets to a barbecue dinner that we are having on Sunday, May the 3rd. On your tickets, there was a misprint. It says Saturday, May the 3rd. It is Sunday, May the 3rd, from 5 until 7. This is a part of a big day that we're having here at College Park. This is will be all the funds will go to youth missions. Last year, they went to the Bahamas. Because of the goodness of this church, through fundraising and through budget, the team went for $100 a person to the Bahamas. That is an amazing thing. And that was a trip that was only possible because of the generosity of this church. So anything that, if you can find a youth, buy a ticket, tell your neighbors, buy a ticket. There'll be inflatable games here that day, a rock wall, all kinds of things to happen, music playing. And so we hope that you're able to come and be a part of that day. I think that's all the announcements. We want to say a special welcome to our guests this morning. We have ushers that are coming down the aisles now that they would like to give something to you. We have two new ushers. We appreciate our youth helping us out. This is a brand new thing. This is the third week of our youth helping us out with this. If you're an usher and they're coming down the aisles now, if you're a guest, if you would just raise your hand, they would like to give you a packet of information. You will find out a letter from our pastor as well as the story of College Park and a newsletter that tells you all the things that are going on in the life of College Park. We appreciate you being here this morning, and we pray that this worship will be a blessing to you and that God would speak to all of us within this worship service. Let us prepare our hearts for worship. Will you pray with me? Our Father, on this day, it is our honor, it is our privilege to be in your holy presence. Father, on this day, many of us are struggling. All of us have questions. The answers that are often seem just out of reach. Many of us come in this place tired today, stressed, worried, fearful. Many of us come in thankful for the gifts that you have given this past week. Father, regardless of the state in which we came this morning, regardless of if we got up late or if we got up early, regardless if we're excited to be here or we're not really sure why we're here, regardless of why we are here or what got us here this morning, remind us you have been here all along with a message that you want to speak straight to our hearts. We need you to speak to us. On a day like today, we need you. We need your presence. We need your comfort. We need your grace and your mercy. Be in this place. Inhabit these worshipers that are gathered to sing your praise. Come into our lives, into our hearts and our souls. Change us. Mold us. Give us peace. Give us exactly what you know that we need. And we will worship you. Not for what you have done, but for who you are. The giver of life. Our Savior. Our Maker. The one who calls us friend. So we come to worship. For it's in Christ's name that we pray. Amen.
On this, the Sunday after Easter, it's appropriate that we join together for a celebration of baptism and the Lord's Supper. It's a time to remember. Perhaps as you're here this morning and you see these waters as they fill up and you recall your own baptism. That's a wonderful place to be. Let those memories come back to you. Enjoy the moment as you witness these that will be baptized here this morning. This is Stephanie Morris. I want to invite those who are family members, if you would please join us in standing, as well as Sunday school class members and those who've been a part of Stephanie's Christian journey and part of her education through this point in her life. Would you please stand as her husband Chris comes to deliver a challenge to her?
Well, as you know, you fell asleep while I was working on these words last night, and I was trying to think about what to say as I was thinking about you up there in the waters of baptism, and was finding it a little difficult to put the words on this page. But we'll start with that. You and I have talked many times that this is not your first baptism. You were actually baptized in the Methodist Church when you were about 7 or 8 years old. You've shared with me that your mom waited for you to be old enough to make the decision on your own to be baptized, and you spoke with your pastor and was baptized by sprinkling. Back then, you recognized the teachings that you had been taught through your church and family upbringing about God and Jesus, and you knew you wanted Jesus to be in your heart. It was the most important decision you have ever made in your life, and it is a decision that will never be topped, forgotten, or replaced. As you got older and entered your teenage years, all of those Bible stories, lessons, and sermons began to take hold in your life. You told me that at the age of 12 or 13, you were a sensitive child. You came from a very loving and supportive family, but like most teenagers struggling to find themselves and put meaning and purpose in their life, you said that you felt people didn't understand you, and you began to realize that with Jesus there was more, and you wanted the peace and acceptance that only Jesus could give. It was at that point where the love you received from your family, the teachings and support you received from your church, and the decision that you made at 7 or 8 years old to accept Jesus into your heart all came together, and you began to understand truly in your heart what all of that meant to you personally. As you continued to grow into a young woman through your faith and love in Jesus, you continued to be a sensitive person and constantly turned to your scriptures and relationship with God for strength and encouragement. As we look through your Bible at all the verses that you had taken notes on or underlined or marked in one way or another to serve as a reminder or to encourage you, I thought I could pull out one of those verses for today. But as I contemplated on which verse to use, I realized that this was a continuation in your faith journey. And that is why you are here today. You showed me in your Bible where you had marked Psalm 13 in your Bible and had jotted some of your own thoughts and questions beside it. Hope you don't mind me sharing this, but I feel that it is an important part in your walk. And Psalm 13 begins, "How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and every day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me?" Now, I won't share exactly the thoughts today that you had written in the side of the Bible, but from your words, I sense that your enemy at that time appeared to be the loneliness that you were feeling, and that you questioned when you would be lifted up and you were crying out to God. You had actually dated that note in your Bible, and as you were going through it last night, it caught your eye. And as we talked about how amazing it was that the date that you wrote that was just weeks before God had introduced you and me together. And since that point, nearly 7 years ago, we have been on one fast ride together. Each step of the way, we have acknowledged God and the many ways that God has worked through our lives. When we met, you knew I was a seminary graduate, was about to be ordained into ministry, and was searching for church work in the Baptist church. After we got married, you knew the day would come that you would feel that you would have to be rebaptized into the Baptist church. This would be to support me in the ministry that I was called to do. As our journey would take us through several different churches, you commented to me recently that you felt something from College Park Baptist Church that made you feel like you wanted to fully be a part of this church. You stated that being here at this church would be a great step forward, strengthening our family unity on the foundation of Jesus. I see this move today as another step on your journey. Throughout your life, you turned to God in times of need, and God appeared to give just what you need. Not always what you wanted, but what you needed. And today I see you taking another step and turning to God as you are thinking not only about your future and relationship with God, but also for our sons and the future and relationship we hope that they will have with God. Paul states in his letter to the Philippians in the 3rd chapter, verses 12 through 14, "Not that I have already obtained all this or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken a hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind me and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." So today is not about starting over or redoing what has been done in the past. Each event in your life has had a significant impact in your faith walk and your growing relationship with God and Jesus. As you have done since the day you first accepted Jesus into your heart as a little girl, my challenge or charge to you today is the same as you have always done, and that is for you to continue to look ahead and to press on toward the goal which God has called you. I love you.
Stephanie, because you've publicly professed Christ as your Lord and Savior, it's a privilege to baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Your friend Melanie is here. She's got a candle for you, and this will be a reminder to you to keep that and let your light shine before men. This is the first of two family units we're going to have in baptism this morning. And want to invite those who are family members of Alexis and Erica and Leslie, if you would please stand. Also want to invite those who are in Sunday school classmates and those who have been part of their Christian education to this point in their journey, if you would stand. And Tracy, I want to ask you if you would come and deliver a charge to them this time.
All right, I just have a few verses from Acts 22:14 through 16. The God of our fathers has chosen you to know his will and to see the righteous one and to hear the words from his mouth. You will be his witness to all men of what you have seen and heard. And now what are you waiting for? And get up, be baptized, and wash your sins away, calling on his name.
Alexis, because you publicly profess Christ as your Lord and Savior, it's a pleasure to baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Your friend Sasha's got your candle. Erica, because you've publicly professed Christ as your Lord and Savior, it's a pleasure to baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Kylie's got your candle there. Reach that. Again, that's a reminder to let your light shine before me. Okay, hang on to those. And Leslie. Leslie, because you've publicly professed Christ as your Lord and Savior, and it's a pleasure to baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Callie has your candle. Sowers boys. Y'all watched them grow up here at College Park, and I want to invite family members and those who've been a part of their Christian education through Sunday school, discipleship training, basketball teams, all those areas they've been involved in. If you would please join in standing. I want to invite Carol and Roger, I think, who are doing the charges. Come in whichever order you prefer. It's fine.
Well, guys, this is one of those moments that I say breathe from your toes and just relax a minute. This is an awesome opportunity for you to recognize who is very important in your life. Your dad and I have seen that for a long time. And this has been a particularly interesting year for our family. And I think Spencer said it best on the first day of the new year, as he stood across the street watching something that could be a terrible tragedy, making him realize that this was an opportunity for God to say to him, stand up and be recognized for me. You boys are a gift to your father and I. And one of the things that has become so very apparent to us is the old African proverb that says it takes a village. If you take a minute and you look around this room at the people that are standing here, They have written their names on your heart. They have led you. They've been your cheerleaders. They've been your teachers. They've taught you songs. They've taught you verses. And they've taught you how to live your life. And we are so forever grateful for all of these people and for you and for the lives that they have helped mold. One of our dear friends gave us a verse a long time ago, and he started every day with it. And I want to give that gift to you today, because you know Wes started every day with Psalms 119:24. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I challenge you to start each day like that. I challenge you to start each day knowing that with God in your heart, you'll always win. I love both of you. Your sister loves both of you, and your dad loves both of you. And we're very, very proud of you. And we're going to be here to help you and support you in your Christian walk.
Trey and Spencer, I want to thank you for asking me and us to be a part of your service of baptism today. I want to share a scripture with you that over the years, when I found it years ago, I thought it was a guide for me. But I must tell you that it has become a part of my life. It's Matthew 25, 35 through 45. And it says, "Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, and inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you fed me. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me into your home. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you cared for me. I was in prison, and you came unto me.' Then the righteous ones will reply." Sorry, I'm having trouble seeing it. "Lord, when did we see you hungry and fed you, or thirsty and we gave you drink, or a stranger and you showed us hospitality, or naked and you gave me clothing? When did we ever see you sick or in prison and you visited?" And the king will say, "I tell you the truth. When you did this to the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you did it unto me." My interpretation right there is that when you do this for anyone, you do it for the Lord. Thank you.
Trey, because you've publicly professed, Christ as your Lord and Savior, it's a pleasure and an honor to baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Trey, your dad's here. He's got a candle for you, and I want you to hang on to that to remind you to let your light shine before men. Okay? Spencer, because you've publicly professed Christ as your Lord and Savior, it's a pleasure and honor to baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Your dad's here with your candle, Spencer. Let's pray together. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the joy of this moment. Father, as new believers experience a public demonstration of faithfulness, faithfulness to the model that your Son gave us. And although we understand it's symbolic in some ways, we also understand that it was a commandment. It was a commandment to repent and to be baptized. Father, and we pray that in our hearts that is a renewal for each time we witness someone else being baptized, that in our hearts we would once again repent, Father, and understand the significance of forgiveness that you offer through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, your Son. And it's in his name that we pray.
We have already heard from God's Word this morning. And Chris and Tracy and Carol and Roger, thank you for what you shared. It was very meaningful. But we can't hear enough from God's Word, so let us continue in the Scripture as I share this week's readings from the first Sunday after Easter from our lectionary readings, both from the Old Testament and the New Testament. First from the Old Testament in the book of Psalms, the 133rd Psalm, which is a short one. Three verses, 133rd Psalm. How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down upon the collar of his robes. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion, for there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore. And from the New Testament, in the book of Acts, as we read of the Acts of the Apostles after Jesus' passing and resurrection and ascension, looking at Acts chapter 4, beginning at verse 32. All the believers were one in heart and mind. No one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they shared everything they had. With great power, the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of Lord Jesus, and much grace was upon them all. There were no needy persons among them, for from time to time those who owned lands or houses sold them, brought the money from the sales, and put it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to anyone as he had need. And finally, from the New Testament in 1 John chapter 1, beginning at verse 1 and continuing into chapter 2, verse 2, we read about the word of life. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared. We have seen it and testify to it. And we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word has no place in our lives. My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anybody does sin, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. us pray. Lord, thank you. Our hearts are full. Jesus has never shined brighter or purer than he is shining for us right now. Lord, I thank you for the way that Jesus has shined in the lives of the six people who stood up here a moment ago in the baptismal pool and experienced that great experience. Lord, I thank you for the difference that Jesus has made in their lives. It is very obvious, Lord, to us, and we thank you for that. Thank you for them being willing to share and allowing them to be willing to share this with us, which they did not have to do. They accepted Jesus privately and personally, but sharing this experience of baptism is so powerful, both for the person and for those of us who have the pleasure and honor of witnessing it, experiencing our own baptisms, or for those of us who may not yet have experienced that or may not even accepted you, to see the difference that you've made in someone else's life and to understand what that can mean for us. Lord, we pray for these six individuals and their families and all of us, that we may continue to see Jesus' light in our lives each day and to live that out and make the kind of difference in this world that we know and we believe that we can make with your help and which you created us to do. Lord, as I think about the prayer that needs to be shared on behalf of the people today, Lord, the first thing that comes to mind is your presence. We experienced Easter last week. We experienced Lent. We've experienced believers' baptism. Lord, this morning we'll experience worship and communion, prayer and song, testimony. Lord, we have no excuse but not to know that you have continued to be faithful to us and your promise to be with us and to love us. I pray for us all this week, Lord, no matter what we're going through, no matter whether things are going very well or very poorly, no matter whether our health is the best it's ever been or the worst it's ever been, no matter whether we're feeling as close to you as we've ever felt or as far away, Lord, I pray for your presence with us, which I know you'll give us, and also our presence with you, that we don't leave it all up to you, Lord, that we may participate with you and seek the kind of relationship that can make a difference for us. Lord, thank you. Our hearts are full because of what you've given us. Our hearts are full because of what you have showed us and continued to display in our lives, the kind of love and the kind of faithfulness to us that you promised way back in Scripture, and you've never let us down one single day. Lord, thank you. Amen.
But I've been told, hand me down my silver trumpet, Gabriel. The gates are made of pearl and the streets are made of gold. Hand me down my silver trumpet, Lord. Trumpet like mine. silver trumpet, Gabriel. You better learn to play in a plenty of time. Hand me down my silver trumpet, Lord.
As we come for our prayer of thanksgiving, I think if you have not been blessed today, you need to pinch yourself because you might not be breathing. This so far has been a wonderful service. Then let us thank the Lord. Join our hearts. Gracious Heavenly Father, you bless us every day. We are so blessed with a smile on the faces of our newly baptized brothers and sisters. We thank you for the singing and joyful music of young children. We thank you, Lord, that we have the privilege to come together. And, Lord, we are so blessed by the beauty of the season. Lord, you bless us with salaries. You bless us, Lord, with homes. Lord, take back a portion, just a token of what we give back to you. And we pray that these funds will bless others as you have richly blessed us with the gift of salvation. We thank you, Lord, for your love and your mercy that is ever with us. Amen.
It will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? To my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I will do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine. I can only imagine, yeah. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? To my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your imagine. I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. I can only imagine when all I will do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine.
Let me just say a word of instruction. We at College Park practice open communion. And what that means is if you're a believer, whether you're a member of College Park or not, you are invited and welcome to receive communion as it's being served today. We know from Scripture that as Jesus met with his disciples in the upper room, no doubt the disciples were scared, uncertain, as many of you may be today. So here again the words of Jesus when, after he broke the bread, he gave it to them and he said, "Take, eat, this is my body." He took the cup, and as he offered it to them, he said, "This is a new covenant, a new chance, a new opportunity, a new agreement with your Creator in my blood. So as you are uncertain, as you are doubtful, as you feel overwhelmed, understand He offers a new covenant in His blood. As we were in the baptismal pool, I offered you an opportunity to reflect upon your own baptism. This morning, we want to give you an opportunity not only to reflect internally, but also to reflect verbally. In your order of service, you will see a covenant with new believers. This is an opportunity to reaffirm your statement of beliefs and also to support these who are new believers. Would you read responsibly with me? Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, the only Son of our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried.
Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in the prayers for each other and these new believers?
I will, for God's help.
Will you persevere in resisting evil? And whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord.
I will, God's help.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ and be faithful to pray for those who are lost?
I will, God's help.
Will you seek and serve Christ by ministering to all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will, God's help.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being? These things we covenant together before God. Amen. I also want to offer you an opportunity to respond to what you've witnessed and experienced in worship today. If you're here and you're not a believer, we want to give you an opportunity to receive the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. I'll be here at the front as we sing in just a moment. We'd be glad to share with you how you can have a personal relationship with the God who created you to have fellowship with you. If you are here and maybe you just want to recommit yourself to what you've experienced and what the Holy Spirit is kind of leading you toward today, whatever that may be, you can certainly pray and recommit yourself where you are. But you're also available. You can come here to the front. We will have prayer warriors that will probably be moving in this direction. Feel free to come and pray at the altar if you'd like to do that. If you're here and you would like to be a member of College Park, I'd be glad to share with you the way that we receive members. Whatever your decision is, I want to invite you to make that as we stand and sing together now. Hymn number 412. invite you, if you would, please remain standing. Stephanie, if I could get you to come, and Leslie, and Alexis, and Erica, if you would come, and Trey and Spencer. I want to present to you your certificate of baptism, Stephanie, and a new Bible. Leslie, your certificate of baptism. A new Bible. Alexis, your certificate. Bible, Erica, you. Spencer, there you go, buddy. And Trey. And I want to invite you to come by and greet them. Give them a hug. I know you've probably hugged them when they made their profession of faith public, but come hug them again. It's a good time. This is a hugging congregation. So come and hug them and pray for them during the coming weeks as they continue to live out their faith and do that in a public manner. So would you join me now for a word of benediction? Dear Father, we come together as your children. Father, we love you, and we pray that that would be evident as we go from this place and minister to others in your name. For it's in your precious Son's name we ask these things. Amen.
This concludes this week's podcast of our worship service. Thank you for joining us. We would love to hear from our listeners. Please send our pastor an email at raymond@collegeparkbaptist.org. That's raymon@collegeparkbaptist.org. Or call us at 1-336-768-5870. May the peace of the Lord be with you in the coming week.